The Lord kept impressing me upon a few thoughts. And when Brother Brad called me and had mentioned that might do a devotional, and certainly this morning I'm very nervous to stand before all you brethren. But I want to say this. I kept thinking about a few things, and the thoughts that come to my mind was success, endurance, and finishing well. And when I thought about those things and began to pray and meditate and study upon those and what it truly meant to me, and I'll say this, that the ministry and preaching and the service which God has called me to means more to me now than it did when He first called me. And I don't know, that may not make much sense to you now. Maybe you're just getting started. But it's a whole lot more important to me now than it was then. And I see how important it is. I see that I wish that I would have been more diligent then than I am now. I wished I would have spent more time in seeking out God's will and His direction and His study. But I cannot go back. I can't correct those things. All I can do now is try to press forward and move on in the direction that God would have me. And so this morning, I want to talk about that, but I want to, if you'll permit me just a moment, I want to read something that Paul Harvey wrote. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Paul Harvey, but he was a radio broadcast man. And he wrote an excerpt many years ago, and he would start the story basically and say, and this is the rest of the story. So this is what he wrote. He said, if I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I would want to inquire the whole world in darkness. I would have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, which is thee. So I'd set about, however necessary, to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers, with the wisdom of a serpent. I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, do as you please. And that is just a portion of what Paul Harvey said, and he wrote that and broadcasted that in 1965. And if you begin to look at that and you think about what he said back then and the state of what he began to see if he were the devil and what he would do. And he began to say that if he were the devil, he would not be satisfied until he had thee. And I began to think about what true success is. And I had a preacher tell me some time ago, he said, I wish you to have good success. And I began to think about what is true success? What is good success with God? And this is what the Lord here spoke to Joshua. If you'll go with me in the first chapter of Joshua this morning. He says here in this fifth verse, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. And I want to stop there for just a moment. And here as Moses had died and God is preparing Joshua, and he's telling him not to be fearful, but rather he's telling him not to look to the left or the right, but he's telling him to keep his focus upon the Lord. He's saying, keep your eye upon me. And I'll say this morning, brethren, that I don't know how you feel, but I'll say this, that I'm just going to be honest with you, that Satan and the devil, he's constantly about me, and he's constantly trying to pull about us as God's people. And I'll say this even this morning as ministers, he's trying to make his way into our homes. He's trying to make his way into our families any way by necessary that he will. He's wanting to destroy any part of what God is trying to do within our lives. He's trying to stir up any kind of doubt. He's trying to stir up any kind of jealousy. He's trying to stir up anything that he can within our hearts to cause up some kind of doubt. That's the way that he works. He wants to get involved in our churches. He wants to get involved in our members. He wants to get involved in every aspect of everything that he can. And I'll say this morning, brethren, that if we can sit back and say, is this of God? And my friend, if we have to question that and then go to the Lord and say, Lord, is this of you? And if God, if it's not of the Lord, then I'll tell you this morning, then we need to stay away from it. We need to stay away from it. We need to keep our eye focused upon the Lord. And how do we keep our eye focused upon Him? For He says to take the law and to meditate upon it day and night. And the reason why I said if I could go back, if I could go back years ago when the Lord called me and applied myself more time and been more diligent, then I would have been a whole lot further along than I am now. But I can't correct that. I've got to press towards the mark in what God has applied towards me now. He said to meditate upon Him and His law. Keep my eye focused upon the Lord Jesus. Then He said this. He said that thou mayest observe to do according to all that thou hast written therein. He said not just being partial of it. As God's ministers, listen, there's a whole list of requirements, not just being Christians, that He requires us to do. But I'm telling you this morning, and I do an awful job of it, brethren. But I'll tell you this morning, as God's people, we ought to have a humble heart about us. Amen. We ought to have a humble heart about us. Paul said there in Ephesians that he said that we ought to speak or to preach the truth in love. My friend, this morning, that's what I want to do. I want to warn them, and I want to tell them about a Savior this morning that's able to save them to the uttermost. Listen, he tells us to go on. He says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. How are we prosperous? Well, the world tells us this morning that how often do we look back upon ourselves and we think that we've had a prosperous revival because of how many souls it's been saved? We look and say, boy, we had a good revival this time because we've seen this many souls saved. But if we didn't see any souls saved, we say, well, you know, we had a real good spiritual service. Listen to me. Any time the Spirit of God shows up in our services, I think we've had a real good service. Amen. I want to see souls saved as much as anybody else does. But listen to me this morning. I want you to know that if we'll keep our eye focused upon the Lord, He'll make our way prosperous. Amen. And He says, then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Good success. I used to think years ago what it was to be successful. I guess there was a young part of me, and it maybe still is. We base a lot of success off what we see. But I'll say this morning, that God has just asked us to do the little part.
Amen.
That's all He's called us to do. It's His little part. And let God take care of the big part.
Amen.
Let God take care of the big part this morning. He told young Timothy over here, and I'll try to move along. He said this over here in 2 Timothy, in this first chapter. He says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. But not thou therefore ashamed of the, excuse me, be not thou for ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of afflictions of the gospel according of the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And but is now manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel." Now he's saying here that there is power in the name of Christ Jesus this morning. And he has called us with a holy calling. And my friend, if God has not placed a calling upon your life, and I'm not standing here trying to be arrogant this morning, but listen, if God has not called you into this ministry, then brethren, you ain't got no place here. But I'll say this morning, if God has placed a calling upon your life and there's a burning down deep in your soul that you cannot run from, no matter how far that you try to get away from it, then my friend, you found your place. Success and endurance. Paul is telling young Timothy to continue to keep enduring, for he has placed a high calling upon his life. Continue on, young Timothy. He says, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace. It's all about Christ this morning and his purpose and what he has for your life. What, it's not about you and me, brethren, but it's about what Christ would have for your life. What does he want for you?
Amen.
What does he want for me? How do we exalt the Lord Jesus? Endurance. Paul constantly talks about running the race. Running the race with patience. You know, I used to think patience was slowing down. That's not what patience means. Patience means endurance. God had to teach me that. To continue on even when the struggle's hard. Even when it gets difficult. There's some of you brethren that are in the mission fields and go and pick up and pack your families and go different places, foreign, whether it be here. I don't know what God has placed upon your life, but brethren, you have my respect. You may be in the smallest churches. You may do tent revivals. Listen, you may do street preaching. Whatever it is, the calling that God has placed upon your life, brethren, we've got a job to do, and we need to continue to endure. Because the reason is the devil, he continues to destroy. He seeks to tear down everything that we're about. And brethren, listen, we cannot allow this thing to be torn apart from inside.
Amen.
We've got to fellowship one another, brethren.
Amen.
We need to love one another.
Amen.
We need to support one another.
Amen.
With all of our hearts.
Amen.
Pray for one another. Listen, Paul goes on to say this. He says, "Thou therefore, my son," in the second chapter, he said, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who also be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if man strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. And the husbandman that laboreth must first be a partaker of the fruits. And so Paul is telling him to continue to endure hardness. Listen, some of the greatest experiences that I've ever had is preaching. And whenever God is helping me, there's no better place than where I am right now. It's like I was where I'm born to be, is preaching when God is helping me. I mean, there's no other way. There's no other place where I'd rather be when God is helping me. But I'll say this morning. I'm telling you, if you're going to preach the gospel, you're going to endure some hardships. There's going to be things that are going to come. There's going to be things that are going to happen. But listen, you don't think Paul didn't endure some hardships? You don't think the apostle... I get to feeling pitiful for myself sometimes. I don't know if y'all have ever been there before. I do. I get to feeling sorry for myself sometimes, and I'll get down on myself and this and that, and I'll get to thinking, poor pitiful little old me. And then I'll look at the Apostle Paul, and I think, boy, what a shame I am. You look at this man, and he said that that is the gain. I mean, every day he lived his life as an example for Christ, that his light might shine out to a lost and dying world. Every day. The hardships, the things that he went through, the things that he suffered through. And yet he continued on. And he's instructing this young minister. He's telling him, listen, you're going to have to soldier up. You're going to endure some things if you're going to work for God. There's going to be some things you're going to go through. But I'm telling you, greater is the reward if you'll hold on to the Lord. If you'll hold on to God, I promise you he'll bless your life. He's saying there's no turning back now, Timothy. You keep striving, keep pressing towards the mark. Listen to what he told him. Through all the imprisonments, all the beatings, the shipwrecks, the stripes, all those things that he endured. And yet still, here he is. And Paul says, he says here in this fourth chapter, he says, for now I am ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not only me, but to all them that also that love his appearing. Brethren, I want to finish well. I think of the brethren that have come before me. I think of brethren like Brother Jerry Reynolds. Yes, I think of other brethren that have come before me and they have finished well. I want to finish well. Not that you brethren might pat on my back, but I want my Lord. I want the one that gave his life for me. I want him to be satisfied with me. I want him to be satisfied with me. That's who I'm trying to please. That's who I'm trying to satisfy. He's the one that's called me. That's who I'm trying to satisfy. Brethren, I hope this morning we see and understand what true success is. I pray that we continue to have endurance so that we might finish well.